Greetings, all my friends out there, the wonderful friends of mine that are around the world here, watching Tucker tonight, looking at the map of the world, standing in front of my ostentatious bookcase. By the way, a friend of mine said, Lance, why don't you ever feature the book that I got? Why God? Come and see. Get a hold of Joel Young. Why God? I'm going to look at it myself. I put it up there to remind myself to remind you about that. All right, now. Here's what I want to talk about, and this is very important, muy importante. I had two people, count them, two tonight, that told me, Lance, something very strange happened on your account. Why? I was direct messaged by you in a personal and caring and nurturing way, and I knew that something was wrong. It was suspicious, because you're never personal, caring, and nurturing in your direct messages. Aha! Exactly! You'll know it's a fraud if the person is saying, how are you doing? What's up? I'm killing time. Let's catch up. By the way, I need some money. So here's the situation. I got two people that contact me and go, Lance, we were immediately suspicious when we received these nonchalant and friendly catch-up little direct messages, merely making me examine myself. Am I really a true friend or not? When people are suspicious, when they get caring communication from me on a personal basis. Anyway, I want to take you to what I posted because I don't know how else to stop this. I couldn't get Tucker to put it on tonight, so I'm doing it myself. Here we go. Hold on. Stay with me. Stay with me now, people. I posted this. Well, I posted... Where the hell? Oh, here it is. Here it is. Beware of fake Rolex and Instagram fake Lance accounts. You'll find this on Facebook. I posted it on Facebook. Beware of fake Lance accounts. I do not direct message you and never ask for money. Well, it's not that I never ask for money, but I never ask for it without by direct message. Block any accounts from Lance.Walnow1. Right away, it's a giveaway, people. I got the original Lance Walnow. I don't need a .1 on my name. My advice, have fun. Treat them like it's me and ask them if they can chip in to help you relieve some financial pressure. That's right. Have fun with these guys. Say, hey, Lance, can I borrow some money? Then ask for my phone number so you can give me a private word. That's right. Say, hey, bro, I lost your number. I dropped your number, man. Can you give me the new one? And then also ask them if I still want to meet up with you and wrestle gators. Oh, boy, here's what it's going to look like. It'll look like that. My personal account, you ought to right away be suspicious when there's only one follower following me. Listen, folks, I've had some bad days, but never that bad. View Instagram profile. Hello, how are you doing? Well, right away, this guy was suspicious, see? Lance never says that. Hey, Lance, I'm doing good. I was just thinking about you the other day. I was going to go reach out. You know, I was pretty busy. And then he caught himself. He said, wait a second. And this is another one someone else sent me. Right moments later, look at this, 8:05. 8:37. You notice a pattern here? All right, watch this. Hello, how you doing? That was all I wrote. This other person didn't respond. You got the idea? So I want you to ask him for some money and for my phone number. Just say, Lance, I lost your number. Could you send it back to me again? By the way, I got a big check for you. But you know me, I prefer to send it in the mail. What's your address there, buddy? Maybe I could drop it off. And then if you get the address, send it to me. Last one was actually in San Antonio. I actually had the address of these people. I can't believe it. They're running a whole operation. I don't think the FBI ever did anything with it. They were too busy preparing for January 6th insurrection. Hey, man, they had work to do. But I did give them, I gave them the address and the name of the people that were trying to rip off you. But they're back again. They're back again. I just wanted to cover that. All right, we got other news that is very important, and I don't want to lose it. I need your help on something. This is really personal. Oh, I love this one. I put this one here. Tell me if this isn't great. Go to my Facebook page and like and subscribe. They're killing me over there. I'm losing people all the time. I'm hiding. They can't find me anymore. Go over to my Facebook page, and I don't know which one to go to. The public page, please. The one, I just discovered Lance Walnow Ministries, 15,000 people. I don't know what's wrong with my team. They haven't had a post there since 2021. Who leaves 15,000 people on a page and never talks to them? I'm trying to talk to you guys all the time. I'm hoping my team is posting it someplace. Anyway, I saw this. I thought of you. My family's very religious, Joe Biden says. I'm a devout Catholic and my son is a crystal Methodist. My son is crystal Methodist. I get it. My son. What do Alexander the Great and Winnie the Pooh have in common? I don't know, Lance. What does Alexander the Great and Winnie the Pooh have in common? Well, they share the same middle name. Get it? Winnie Pooh. Alexander Great. I have to explain. When you have to explain a dad joke, it's a bad dad joke. Okay. All right, but I'm just telling you, Mercedes Sparks has some good ones here. She finds them. She says, I don't have to always use her name. But, you know, she picks them up from someone else. But I like to give this next generation credit where credit's due. If you praise a woman. Clean it up, Wall, now. If you praise a woman who aborted her child because she did what was best for herself, then I hope you praise men for abandoning their children because they did what was best for themselves. Hear, hear. I hear that train a-coming. It's coming round the track. I'm certain that Donald Trump is coming back. What do you say there, Mr. President? What do you say there? Let's hear it.
Basically, all I've done is keep my promise.
Yes, you have. And that's why we're looking forward to your return. By the way, here's where I need your help, people. I need your help on this. Like and subscribe. Like and subscribe. Because you're not finding quality broadcasting like this anywhere that you can find quality broadcasting like this. I have a challenge. So I'm on Flashpoint tomorrow night. They're going to be talking about the blood moon in China. I'll be honest with you. I'm not so sure there's really a story there. But you know, American prophetic people, I don't care whether it's horse races or the World Series or the Super Bowl, there's a certain part of our tribe that is digging around for insight. I mean, we may not know COVID is coming. We may not see an election being stolen ballots. We may miss war in Ukraine. But we'll give you the interpretation of that blood moon in China right now. And I'll tell you what, here's my problem. I don't know what the heck to tell you about the blood moon in China. I know, I could, by tomorrow night, you watch this, I'm going to sound so lucid and so casually well-informed. You'll say to yourself, my gosh, Lance, how did you find that out? How did I find out? I'll tell you how I found out. You're going to tell me. I need you all to start posting in this chat thread what you can, don't go to the CBN article. It's the only thing out there is the CBN article. I mean, what would Donald Trump say if all you did was a CBN article? What do you say, Mr. President?
Fox and Friends in the morning, they're very honorable people.
Well, okay, Fox and Friends. Maybe I ought to go there. That could be a sign right there. Go to Fox and Friends. But I need you to help me out here. I need my Lance Wall Now Flashpoint Complete Survival Checklist. I need to have my subject matter before Gene Bailey calls on me. And I need to know what's the story. Oh, no, it goes worse than that. It's worse than that. I was asked specifically, what's the connection between the second Passover? Not even the first Passover, the second Passover. I didn't even know there was a second Passover. I thought Jesus had one Passover. I don't know, what did they do, part one, part two? Was it like, you know, intermission or something? But it's the second Passover and the blood red moon with China. Got me. Not something I've been working on this week. Anyway, I came back from a family reunion. Now, I wasn't going to talk about this, but you know, I've been dealing with spiritual warfare here. I think I'm seeing spirits. I don't know. Maybe I am, maybe I'm not. But I want to tell you about this. I had a family reunion. It's Annabelle's family. And I want to be careful what I say because I'm aware of the fact that there's 756 people right now. And, 757. And one of them could be someone I'm talking about. But, you know, I went to the family reunion up in New Jersey, and I love Annabelle's family, or I wouldn't go up there to the family reunion in Jersey. But I also recognize I'm in the Northeast. I know that we're the Trump-supporting Pentecostal crazies that aren't necessarily all vaccinated and hackcinated, not up to date with the vaccines. And this is all in Northeast. You know, a lot of them are academics, professors, clearly Democrats. Not that I would have a problem with that. But you know how Northeast liberals are when it comes to dealing with us, Trumpian-type Christian people. You know that there's a little bit of a challenge in the atmosphere. And I'm just saying that none of them brought up any uncomfortable subjects, I'm happy to say. And I was up there because Annabelle loves being up there. And I so admire my kids going up, and the cousins all get along. But here's my point. One of the new additions to the family, who got married into the family, she goes, "So your wife, she's what? She's like Tammy Faye Baker?" You see, this is like, what do you do in a moment like that? When people are so ignorant of Christianity in general, that the only knowledge they have is a college graduate with a wealthy family from the Northeast, of Christianity, 2,000 years of history shaping the Reformation, America, literature, and the only thing that they know about evangelical Christianity is Tammy Faye Baker. I was speechless because I knew I could say the wrong thing. And you know how these things go? You're better off not saying anything at the family reunion than going, "Really? And your degree is in what?" So anyway, Tammy Faye Baker. That's it. That's the limit of her revelation of what, you know, you could always look at a Facebook post and see what somebody's doing. Anyway, what would you say? And do you guys stay in? I tell you what, I stayed in. I was loving, stuck it out, went with the conversation, went with the flow, and just avoided everything I could that could be controversial and just hung around. But you ever had that experience where, you know, I had a friend of mine say it once. He said it's like there's ping pong on the surface. Gnip, 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 gnip. But under the surface, you can feel the bowling balls rumbling under the table. That's a great language because when you're talking to somebody, you're in a room and you're talking to somebody, but you feel the vibe under the table. Well, that's it. That's it. And so I was up there. It takes a lot to go fly. It's costly. It's a big deal. Made the investment, and we'll do so. But then you know what happens is, it's like Nicodemus at night. You run into the closet conservatives. They start coming up to you. They kind of sidle alongside of you there, and out of the corner of their mouth, they go, "Yeah, you know, I'm a conservative." It's kind of like, I don't know, it's like a reverse Illuminati. It's a secret organization. So I had like three or four people kind of sneak up on me. So I know they all knew who I was, even though they weren't acting like anybody knew who I was. That's like, okay, I follow that stuff, you know, because, you know, Trump stuff. Well, we found them. Found a few. It's kind of like finding the underground church. But I'm bringing it up to you because I'm thinking, how can I reach out? And how do you reach, tell me, how do you reach out to family members that, you know, think you're an idiot? And do you go out of your way to hang with them? Of course, I think I'm supposed to do it because my wife wants me to. I'm doing it because my wife wants me to. But you know the old saying, like, go where you're honored and not tolerated. You ever remember that saying? And a prophet is not without honor except in his own hometown. Well, those are the verses, and those are the slogans I'm going to think about next time I got to go. It's painful. It's so painful to go where people really, it's like friends. You want to go where everybody knows your name, but you don't want to go where everybody's, you know, hoping you don't go. Anyway, that's just asking your opinion. Now I need to get some drink. I'm going to stop here. I know I'm thinking the whole time I'm doing this, someone's going to call me up. "Lance, you sure you want to put that on? Lance, you sure you want to, you don't want to delete that? Think about your family." I'm telling you, fed up with this world that I'm in sometimes. Oh, I love that smell. Don't you love smells, people? This is Joe Malone. You know, I found out Joe Malone. I thought Joe Malone, like I got these Joe Malone colognes. I was a little bit emasculated to find out. I thought Joe Malone, you know Joe Malone? Joe's a woman. I thought Joe was a guy. Joe Malone. Yo, Joe Malone. But I love the smells of Joe Malone. Maybe I have a little bit of a feminine flair in me. But did I ever tell you the time I was wearing the man makeup? Well, I didn't like makeup for TV or anything like that. Now I'm a guy, you know. I like the beard and everything. I don't like wearing that makeup stuff. I don't want anybody questioning my masculinity. Well, anyway, that was years ago. And then Jillian, one of my sharp team members, said, "Don't worry about that, boss. I got you something special. It's man makeup, vitamin enriched for men." I said, "What? Vitamin enriched makeup?" She goes, "Of course, man makeup, not woman's makeup." So I took that man makeup and I started, you know, putting it on and covering a few blotches here and there. She taught me how to do it. She goes, "Every guy on television, oh, Jesse Duplantis, wears the man makeup." I thought, well, if it's the man makeup. So I put on the man makeup. And, I don't know how it looked, but I used it. Then I went in one day to Nordstrom, it was. I said, "Where do you get the man makeup?" She goes, "I got it at Nordstrom." "Yeah, Nordstrom has man makeup?" She goes, "Oh, yeah, special section." So I go to the Nordstrom counter, and I wanted to talk to them like someone who is in the know about man makeup. And I said, "So where do you keep the man makeup?" And the lady goes, "Pardon me, sir?" I said, "The man makeup, you know, the vitamin-enriched, minerally-enhanced man makeup for men." And she starts laughing. She goes, "Someone told you we have man makeup?" I said, "Of course, I wear it." She goes, "Sir, whoever told you that probably told you that so you'd put on the makeup, but there is no man makeup." I was horrified. I got on the phone right then. I said, "Jillian." She hadn't been with me for like 2 years. I said, she's laughing. She's going, "I'm so sorry. I meant to tell you, but we never got around to it. There is no man makeup." So you see, the Joe Malone, I was faked out on that too. But I love the Joe Malone fragrances. And you will too. Ladies, get your husbands from Joe Malone. He'll thank you for it. And by the way, I have the MyPillow bathrobe. But Annabelle, she really doesn't want me wearing the bathrobe. I told her I'm going to compromise. If I can't wear the Mike Lindell bathrobe for my late night rant, then perhaps I'm going to dress in the Giza sheets. You remember those Giza sheets that Mike Lindell talks about? I said, I'll wrap myself in Giza like a toga. She said, "Go ahead." She called my bluff. Well, I'm not doing it. But if you do go to MyPillow.com, and you put in the promo code Lance, you can get a hold of the Giza sheets and the special pillow with the Bible verses. You can even get the slippers that I wear when I do these midnight Lance rants. You can get the same slippers I'm wearing. Comfortable. Believe me, I couldn't walk in the spirit of those family reunions unless Mike Lindell shod my feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace and his slippers. And the good news is, I'm watching all those people. You see them all so upset. Say, "Ah, Mr. Shark." Say, "Ah, we're doing a root canal." Because I'm tired of the violence. I'm tired of the manipulation of the left. And I think Americans are too. I think we're getting darn tired of it. Matter of fact, we're going to bring judgment down. Judgment down on the devil. Judgment. Judgment on the devil. Getting whacked this week, people. This Roe v. Wade thing has them freaking out, but you're watching them screaming like banshee demons. We're watching these that 2,000 mules made $10 million. You see, Dinesh D'Souza's in a happy mood because they made more money on that little documentary. There's a market out there for Christian stuff, and it's now in 400 theaters. Couldn't get it in a theater before. Google wouldn't even tell you about it. But you know what? Google has to pay. That's what Google has to pay up. How many of you would like me to get you your judgment hammer and your rubber beat-em-up shark? We could combine these together as part of a Lance Wallnau promotion. 40 to 50% off. MyPillow. Use the promo code Lance. Tell Mike you want to get the Lance judgment hammer and the shark. It's therapeutic, people. It's therapeutic. This is what you do. It'll help you. Your complete survival guide checklist includes the hammer and rubber shark. Boom. Okay, well, that's it for tonight. Tell me what I'm going to say on Flashpoint tomorrow about the second Passover tied into the China blood moon. And Mr. President?
From this day forward, it's going to be only America first.
You got to admit, this guy, he makes the demons manifest on the left. But boy, what a better country we had when we had him. Okay, like, subscribe, share. Share it like you really do care. I'm going to read all your comments now. Give me worthwhile comments, thoughtful comments. Give me some links to the second Passover and Blood Moon. And I'm going to be reading them. And also, if you get a message from me on Instagram saying, hi there, ask for my phone number, ask for some money, and remind me about how I promised I was going to come over and cook Cajun for you for dinner. Okay, talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.